This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
Back in 1968, Paul Ehrlich predicted that the world would soon run out of food, oil, and water because people were having too many babies. He turned out to be spectacularly wrong on all counts, but political liberals still make doomsday predictions about overpopulation. Author Jonathan Last has a very different message. He says if America wants to continue to lead the world, we need more babies. His new book is called What to Expect When No One's Expecting America's Coming Demographic Disaster. Author Jonathan Last says the country needs a fertility rate of 2.1 in order to maintain its current population. The U.S. fertility rate is lower. It now stands at only 1.9. Why has the American birth rate fallen so low? It's the result of many cultural forces, including the pill, college, more women in the workforce, delayed marriage, delayed childbirth, and higher divorce rates. Even Social Security and Medicare are factors. First, couples no longer rely on children to care for them in their old age, so they aren't as motivated to go to the trouble of raising them. Second, even those who want more children find it increasingly difficult to afford them. If current trends continue, by 2050, all of America will look like Florida, a state known as God's waiting room because of its disproportionate elderly population. The implications of all this are disconcerting. An aging population combined with low birth rates equals a contracting labor force, and a dwindling tax base coupled with massive increases in government payouts. By 2034, there will be only two workers to support each retiree's Social Security. This new book by Jonathan Last is called What to Expect When No One's Expecting America's Coming Demographic Disaster.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Whether the topic is health care, education, election reform, taxes, or protection of the family, your local state legislators need to hear from you. At eagleforum.org, join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, and you'll better understand the hot issues in your state. That's at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola. Our guest this hour is Jennifer Saleem. That's S-A-L-E-E-M. And she is the Hybrid Rasta Mama. Her website is hybridrastamama.com. There is an issue with the website. It is down. I have posted on my schedule page a website from the Wayback Machine, which is about a month, the website shows a month earlier, so that people can still access the site and see some of the articles and whatnot. Jennifer, are you with us?
I'm with us, and I have good news. As of this exact second, my website's up. So I can't promise it will stay up for the whole program, but my tech guy could pretty much hear me screaming, "I'm going to be on a radio show. You've got to get this fixed." So he's trying to keep it up at least for the duration of the show, and so anybody who's trying to access it can probably get on there right now and then just kind of bear with it here for the next day or two as we make some final changes and keep it up there.
Oh, goodness. Well, yeah, when you told me this morning that your website was down, I thought, oh, I wonder if the Wayback Machine would have it, and it did. Either way, we'll have it. Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes. Yes, I know. There's nothing worse than, you know, having your site down, period. But then when, you know, you absolutely do need it up because you're doing something important that day.
Exactly.
But that's always how it goes.
Oh, goodness. Well, you were on before and people really enjoyed the information that you shared with us about coconut oil. Now, I've used coconut oil for, a couple of years at least for oil pulling. Before that, I used another oil. But I really, really love the taste of coconut oil. It's just fabulous.
Well, and I think that's, you know, more people, I think you kind of either, you love or you hate coconut, you know, there's kind of not that in between. But most people do find, even if they're not a huge fan of the coconut taste, coconut oil has such a mild taste to it. It's not like a true sitting down and eating, you know, coconut flakes or something like that. And I think a lot of people are used to more of a coconut extract where it's, you know, really strong. So yeah, it's a nice flavor and more people, once, you know, they try it for the first time, this isn't that bad.
Exactly. Well, you also mentioned a terrible thing that happened to a gentleman that you know by the name of Tony. Could you tell us about that? Tell us what happened.
Absolutely. Well, Tony was my husband's best friend, and they had known each other, you know, 20 years or so. And he kind of looked up to my husband. He was younger than him, and, you know, they met through another friend. He was kind of the last friend that my husband had in this area, and everybody else had, you know, moved back to Southern California where my husband is from. So they were very close, and on September 28th, Saturday, Tony was having a little get-together. Some of the neighbors had came over. They were barbecuing, and one of his female friends said she needed to run to the store to grab something, and he was a true gentleman. There was no way he was going to let a woman, even if she thought she could take care of herself, even though the neighborhood was safe, it was dark, it was 11 o'clock at night, he wasn't letting her go to the store by herself. So he drove her to the store. While they were there, some teenage boys started to harass her and say some inappropriate things. And Tony was the type of person that you were not going to disrespect anybody, but especially not a woman. And, you know, he told them they needed to knock it off. And when he turned to leave the store, they shot him in the back. Just pulled out a gun, shot him. They're not clear right now. They have both the teenagers who did it in custody. One was 18 and one was a juvenile. So, right now they don't know who exactly pulled the trigger. They dropped the gun and ran. The interesting thing is they were literally right around the corner from Tony's house, and the teenagers ran down Tony's street to hide. So they were caught pretty quickly. And the sad thing is about all this, I mean, of course, a young man's life was taken, but he had four children. He was a single dad to them. Two of them lost their mother tragically a few years ago. So he has these two young children who did not have a mother, and now they don't have a father. He also had two other children who do have other family, thank goodness. But, you know, the worst part about it is these siblings are going to be split up. Right now, financially, this family is already struggling. Tony took care of more than just his children. He also supported some of his nieces and nephews. So this is a huge, huge tragedy for this family. They've lost a son, a father, a brother, an uncle. But on top of that, you know, it's, murder. Murder is a whole different animal. I mean, I didn't realize until I went to a funeral of somebody who had been murdered just how that impacts you as a human being. So, right now I have a huge fundraiser that I'm doing. I have two different ways that folks can donate. If they go onto the homepage of my website, they'll see over on the right hand sidebar, I have an actual fundraiser going through Indiegogo where they can just donate money. I'm also a contributing author for a huge ebook bundle sale right now. My ebook, Sal's Made Simple, is part of that. As a contributor, I receive $33 per sale, and I am donating every penny of that to Tony's family right now. So if they would prefer to make that purchase, then my commission's going to go straight there too. So it's a great way that they can help support these children, you know, help. I mean, right now it really remains unknown where everybody's going to go. So, you know, this just kind of helps offset a lot of the immediate expenses they're going to have as they deal with this.
What a tragic loss. And,
mind blowing, you know?
Right. And we hear of it happening so often, too often. What has said?
Well, and you're always, I mean, it's shocking, but then when you realize that, you know, these were teenagers, these were little boys
yes.
in the grand scheme of life that did this. And, you know, I understand child development, and I know that when you're between the ages of 15 and 21, you're invincible. Nothing bad's going to happen. You're not using your brain. You're really not. You're not thinking ahead. But that still doesn't excuse what happened and why other kids are doing the same thing. I mean, that's the unfortunate thing. It's not an anomaly. You know, there's other trigger-happy kids out there who are reacting with guns. And it's just, you know, it's hard when it hits so close to home, and especially when you've got somebody who, and I mean, he was an incredible father, absolutely incredible. And when you lose such a good person who had such an impact on so many people, you know, it really makes you stop and think, like, where's this world going? And what do we all need to do to come together to fix it? Which, of course, is much bigger than we can even get into on this program.
Sure. And unfortunately, this does happen all too often. We don't always read about it in the newspaper because I think it's so frequent that they don't even hardly put it in the newspaper anymore. They just, for instance, I live in the suburbs of Chicago, and they have so many killings in Chicago that they just put the numbers. They don't really talk about the individuals. But when something like this happens on an individual basis, when you know the person who is murdered, when it's been somebody that's very close to you, it's an entirely different different scenario. And yeah. I have another friend who's been on my program who had a friend murdered. And of course, they said it was suicide, but this was an actual murder. And it just does something to the people who know the victim. It really does. All righty, we are going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back with our guest this hour.
Moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest this hour is Jennifer Salim, and she has the Hybrid Rasta Mama website. That's Hybrid, H-Y-B-R-I-D, Rasta, R-A-S-T-A, Mama, M-A-M-A.com. All righty. We're talking about this horrible tragedy, and of course it just does not bid well for gun owners. I'm a gun owner, but certainly, I'm a responsible gun owner, and what a terrible thing! I mean, it's just I believe that in the Second Amendment.
But, oh yeah, and you know that's the hard part is. no matter what kind of gun control, no gun control. I mean, if people want a gun, they're going to get a gun.
Exactly.
That's the bottom line. You know, these young people are still going to find a way to get weaponry, period. And that's the hard part, you know, and that's what makes it so tough, I think, for a lot of people is, well, if we, you know, had better gun control or firmer laws were in place, but, you know, it goes so much deeper than that, and it's a broken system from a political perspective, laws that are in place, the way we enforce
sure.
them. And, you know, I was telling my husband, too, and I'm sure he gets tired of me beating the, you know, real food, health, and wellness bandwagon, but there's a lot going on in our world from the food that we're putting in our body to how we're being medicated through, you know, kind of the traditional Western medicine pharmaceuticals to the pollutants in our environment, and it literally has changed our brains. You know, generations, 100 years ago, people's brains were literally operating differently. And, you know, all of this plays a role in what's happening in today's world. And you know, that's, again, it's not an excuse saying, well, you know, hey, we're all exposed to pollutants and, you know, we're not all able to eat perfect food and, you know, that's not making me violent. But you'd be surprised, you know, as each generation is kind of passed down poorer and poorer health, it really does. It affects your mental capacity and your mental health. So yeah, there's a lot more in play than just gun control.
Oh, absolutely. I totally agree with that. And the medications especially. I was reading an article just the other day, yesterday maybe, about the number of children from infancy to five-year-old children who are medicated. And I'm thinking, I'm talking about psychiatric drugs. How, mm-hmm. Why would any mm-hmm. parent even consider mm-hmm. putting an infant or a toddler on a psychiatric drug? Is absolutely beyond me.
It's pretty mind-blowing, and it's, you know, we've become so brainwashed to just trust. Nobody wants to try to understand the research, and, you know, I don't blame them because as I go about researching for my blog and for books and for special projects, I mean, it blows my mind, too. It's like, well, who's right? You know, you read one thing over here, you read one thing over there, and it's very confusing, and it seems like everything's changing. I mean, look at coconut oil. Just a mere few years ago, it was still considered bad and unhealthy. So, you know, same with eggs, all these kind of things. It's like, what are people supposed to trust when the information keeps changing? So it is. It's very hard for the general public to say, well, I'm going to do my own research, and I'm going to go with my gut on this, when all the research keeps changing. So they just default to the medical system, and unfortunately our medical system is, I mean, in my opinion, corrupt.
It is, absolutely. It's all for profit. And,
You
can say the same thing about the cholesterol myth and too mm-hmm. much salt myth and too many eggs myth. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. So it is. It's hard for people. I mean, you know, I get frustrated myself sometimes because I'll learn something new and think, oh, my gosh, you know, wait, you got to be kidding me. You know,
right.
This was supposed to be okay, and now it's not. And so much changes so quickly, too, because of what's going into our food sources, too. I mean, that makes a huge impact because if you're eating things with pesticides and hormones, a food that naturally might be great for you could actually be extremely harmful because of what's in it now. You know, it's not just spinach. It's spinach that's filled with chemicals. You know, even people who are homesteaders and do a lot of their own gardening, you know, if they're not using compost and composting themselves, if they're purchasing manure from animals that are hormone-laden, guess what? They're growing their vegetables in hormone-laden manure, basically. So it's, you know, it's tough. It's very tough. This is not an easy world to live in anymore.
No, indeed. And even they're going after people who tried to do organic farming, even if they're just a small farmer or, mm-hmm. you know, have a garden plot. People are, local governments are going after people who are attempting to grow organically, mm-hmm. which is just awful. This is such control and awful. awful, awful.
Yeah.
And it certainly wasn't like that 100 years ago. I mean, people grew their own food. They ate healthy. They depended on themselves for home remedies. And they were much healthier. I think we have the most unhealthy nation in the entire world.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I just think of even my grandparents who were not from this country. I mean, I grew up in a family that made their own food. They didn't buy processed food. You know, they brought those traditions with them. And it's interesting how quickly that has changed. I mean, because I don't think I was completely unusual growing up in that environment. And it really only took one generation to become this fast food, processed food, convenience food generation. And really, it just all boils down to we've become a society on the go. We're overscheduled. We're overburdened. And everything has to be convenient. And unfortunately, cooking from scratch is as far from convenient as it gets. You know,
right.
It's time consuming. It takes planning. And people just, you know, they're going from job to picking up kids at daycare to trying to do chores, getting food on the table. It's impossible. So, you know, until I think we change the way we operate as a society and scale back our commitments and, you know, kind of get back to those roots of the basics of, you know, being a family unit and not having 80,000 activities after work and school, that's how it's going to be. You know, people just don't have the time.
Right. Now, back, I'm looking at your way back page, the one that was up about a month
the one that's working.
And, no, I just have both of them up, but both your current one and then the one from a month ago. And you were talking about Melaleuca oil for pets. Do you remember that featured story that you did about a month ago?
Yes. And actually, that got quite a bit of publicity. That was a contributor post. I have contributors on my blogs on Monday, and that was actually written by one of my contributors. And a few people were really concerned because using essential oils can be a very tricky kind of thing when it comes to animals because they react to quite a few of them. And you know, the contributor who wrote this post for me, she's very well read and you know, was able to kind of assuage the fears. But actually, it's a very, very good post. It's very informative, and I think it gives some people quite a few options for natural pet care.
Right, because I think the medical industry, whether you're talking about veterinarians or allopathic doctors, it's flawed because they all are into it for the profit. Or, well, people go into it with best intentions, but after medical school and going to veterinarian school, they are tuned into just writing a script or a prescription for whatever ails anybody or anything.
Yeah. That's, you know, I've switched my ways. I mean, my dog gets coconut oil now. He consumes, he's a big guy. He's 150 pounds, so he consumes quite a bit. But I try to do everything as natural as possible for my animals. And this is, I do think, a great post for people to refer to.
Exactly. All righty, we are going to a break. We'll be back in 4 minutes.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website,
by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest this hour is Jennifer Salim. Her website is hybridrastamama.com. And tell us a little bit about your website. Up at the top it says it's about conscious parenting, natural living, holistic health, real foods, and more. Also at the top, it says, have you seen my ebooks? And could you also tell the listeners about your Muffin a Month book?
Yes. And in fact, they're going to want to grab that up here. I offer a free ebook called A Muffin a Month if you sign up for my newsletter. And my newsletter is not spammy. Basically, it just serves to help people who can't head over to my website every day or two to check out and see what new posts are there. I send it out typically on Sunday mornings. It gives them a wrap-up of what happened on my blog each week. So I link to all the posts. It makes it really handy because then they're all in one place. Oftentimes I include an exclusive recipe, so I try to put the recipe there about once a month, and that's something that won't be on my blog, so they won't find that. They have to be a newsletter subscriber. And the newsletter, sometimes I'll be able to give them some sneak peeks at upcoming projects or special deals or things like that, but typically it's just a recap. So when you sign up and confirm your newsletter subscription, you'll get the free ebook. And the ebook is a seasonal recipe book, so it's one recipe for each month of the year using seasonal ingredients. It's exclusive muffin recipes, and they are also all gluten-free. So it's great because most people these days are dealing with some sort of food allergy. So I also give different ways that they can, if, you know, they are dairy-free, also how they can, you know, adapt the recipe to that as well. So sign up, get that, and I am working on a new book that will probably come out in February for newsletter subscribers. So anybody who's already subscribed will get the link to download that book. And anybody new who subscribes, they're going to be out of luck on the Muffin a Month book once the new one comes out. So you want to sign up now so you can make sure you get both of those.
Great. And it is a really good book. It just, I went through it each month and I thought, oh, this looks so delicious. And the recipes are very easy to follow.
Oh yeah, yeah. Now I'm not a complicated cook because I've always got, well, now she's 4 and a half, but you know, there's a child that was typically wrapped around my legs, so
sure.
I have to keep things easy, and a lot of my audience are mothers, and you know, they're dealing with one or more children kind of wrapped around their legs. So yeah, I like to keep my recipes easy and family friendly, so you can make everything without having to worry, and yeah, they're fun, good recipes.
Great. All righty. Oh, you have a carrot seed oil. Who ever heard of carrot seed oil?
Oh, my gosh. It's my love. I've actually been using carrot seed oil for a while but kept it under wraps because I wanted to make sure that, you know, when I presented this to the world, that I was giving, you know, good information on it because it's something people really haven't heard about. And, you know, I first started using it because I had read some really interesting things about it, and I thought, okay, I'm going to give this a try. And my motivation was for its sun protection. So I started using it, and I was just mixing a little with some coconut oil. And, I mean, there's other reasons that I don't burn, because when you eat certain foods and when you, you know, kind of build up your tolerance to the sun slowly, you'll tend not to burn. But carrot seed oil is great because I've actually used it while I spent the day at the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And I it's been 2 years and I haven't even gotten a little pink anywhere. And when I used to use more traditional sunscreens, which are a huge fallacy of, you know, what they're supposed to do, I still would
even
burn.
We need the sun, actually.
You do. It's terrible to have a sunscreen. You've got to get, A, the vitamin D, but if you don't let some sun through to start getting your skin, I like to say kind of conditioned, you will burn. You do need to get a little bit of a tan going in order to help prevent you from burning. So
sure.
Carrot seed oil has been fantastic for me as a sun protectant, but it's also, oh my gosh, I mean, it's health benefits, and what I have seen it do both for my skin, my daughter's skin, and also for my husband is incredible. So it really is my new essential oil crush. And I've probably used, in the past year, three 16 milliliter bottles of it, so it by far is my most used oil.
Wow, okay. Alrighty, what else do you have here? Of course, everybody's always interested in coconut oil and what it can do for you. And so tell us some of the benefits, and you did this last time. Tell us some of the benefits of coconut oil, and are there different brands that are better than others?
Sure. I think what I'd like to start off by saying is something that I still, and I wrote a post about this, so if somebody wants to kind of read a little bit more of the science behind it, they can find it on my blog. But I get a lot of questions about, I'm allergic to nuts, so what's the coconut do? And it is. It's very confusing. Is the coconut a nut? Is it a seed? Is it a fruit? And in short, a coconut is actually what they would consider a one-seeded drupe. And a drupe is a fruit with a hard, stony covering. So think like, you know, something like an olive. And it has three layers to it. So when you look up the science behind it, you'll see that it actually is proven to be a fruit. So if you are allergic to nuts or seeds, you typically would not be allergic to a coconut. Having said that, there are people who truly do have an allergy to coconut, but it's it's not a matter of it being a tree nut allergy. So, and even actually the Food and Drug Administration has, they've changed their stance and flip-flopped back and forth about it a million times. So anyway, they do have it added to their list of tree nut allergens, but you know what, at the end of the day, it's not a tree nut. So, you know, I always caution people, if you do have a true tree nut allergy and you've never tried coconut anything, be cautious with it, but typically you shouldn't have a problem with it unless you're truly allergic to coconut.
Exactly.
So having said that, I mean, coconut oil is just too good not to give a go with. It's great because you can use it externally. So, you know, if you cannot consume it in a food product or, you know, mixing it into a hot beverage or a smoothie, baking with it, because you have a reaction, you may be able to get some benefits by putting it on your body. And really what the root of coconut oil is it's medium chain fatty acids and everything that goes along with those, and how those acids break down into, you know, things like lauric acid and the individual components. They each play key roles in different systems in your body. And coconut oil is truly amazing because it's almost like it has its own little brain and it knows exactly where to go and what to do. It's fantastic at regulating your metabolism. If you have a very overactive metabolism and can't keep weight on, coconut oil will actually help stabilize that and regulate it, and it's not going to make you gain an abundance of weight, but it might actually help you put on a couple of pounds that you really truly need, and it's going to be healthy weight. And same with if you have an underactive metabolism and you tend to gain a lot of weight easily, it's going to help turn all of, well, and for a lot of people, I mean, this is a whole other conversation, but it's not fat that makes you fat. It's actually sugar and carbs and how your body is processing those. And so coconut oil can come in and help your body convert fat to energy. And that's what you want. That's what you want fat to do. You want fat to be converted to energy. But if you're not eating fat, in combination with good foods like vegetables and even fruit has too much sugar for a lot of people. So if you're not eating, you know, a lot of protein sources mixed with the healthy fat sources mixed with your vegetable and fiber sources, you are going to have a weight problem. But coconut oil can still help with that, even for people who are addicted to carbs and addicted to sugars and things like that. So coconut oil is great for people who are battling some issues with weight on either side of that. It's fantastic at tackling a lot of external issues, infections, dermatological type of issues, everything from, you know, a true, like, a psoriasis to just a dry patch of skin. I mean, it really is kind of this wonder oil, and people say, well, how can it do so much? But again, it comes down to, you know, I hate to say, hey, it has a brain, but it really does. It knows exactly where to go and what to do when it gets there, and it's just so good at regulating all of your systems. And it's something that people, you know, you can kind of up how much you're using if you're tackling a specific health issue and go on what I like to call the therapeutic dose. But, you know, in general, it's great for people to just make sure that they're consuming a few tablespoons every day to make sure that they're keeping their system regulated.
All righty. We are going to a break. We'll be right back with our guest.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest this hour is Jennifer Salim, and she has a website called HybridRastaMama.com. And Jennifer, right before we went to the break, you said to take 2 tablespoons a day of...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's kind of a minimum. I take a lot more. I mean, just because I use it in everything and all of my cooking and baking and whatnot. A lot of people consider a maintenance dose somewhere between 2 and 4 tablespoons. I think in reality, if you're using it in place of, other cooking oils, I would never say completely cut out butter unless you're a dairy-free person. I mean, butter has great benefits, for your health too. But, you can end up taking a lot of coconut oil in a day without really realizing it. But it's more or less making sure that you're at least getting that minimum.
Okay. Now, up at the top of the website on your banner, it says Coconut Health. And if our listeners will click on that, you will see all kinds of things, all kinds of situations, health situations that coconut oil can assist. And you talk about coconut oil and cholesterol. Could you give us a little bit of information about that?
Yes, that's a biggie because... cholesterol, as we kind of briefly mentioned before, has really been demonized. And, And, you know, cholesterol is a very complicated topic, and helping people to really understand what the different levels of cholesterol mean, I mean, that's far too much. We could sit here for 3 hours. But in a nutshell, you need cholesterol. I mean, you really do. And it's essential for your cells. I mean, your cells basically will collapse if they don't have cholesterol in them. But it's getting the right kind in there and in the right amount. And, you know, coconut oil is fantastic because it's, you know, a lot of people are scared, oh my gosh, it's a source of cholesterol, so it's going to raise it up. But the thing is, if you don't bring enough cholesterol into your body through what you eat, your body is actually going to produce its own cholesterol. So, you know, you've got a body that isn't getting enough cholesterol from natural sources, through what you're eating. So it's going to go in there and it's going to create its own. So I think that's important for people to understand first off, because, you know, even if you're not eating it, your body is still able to produce it. Insofar as using coconut oil as a good cholesterol source, you've got your HDL levels of cholesterol and you have your LDL levels of cholesterol. And basically what coconut oil does is it goes in there and it raises those HDL levels. And that's what you want. You want a favorable ratio of HDL to the LDL. Coconut oil does have a high saturated fatty acid content, but it's composed, like I mentioned before, of those medium chain fatty acids. So in a nutshell, what happens is you have something that has coconut oil in it, or you just take a spoonful, the coconut oil goes into your body, it's absorbed very, very quickly, and it goes through its little channels, heads to the liver, and it's converted to energy. So it's not stored as fat, and it then does not get into your arteries. And that's the big difference between cholesterol from a good source like coconut oil versus the cholesterol that you get from some of these oils that were, man-made and touted as being cholesterol-friendly. They won't raise your cholesterol, but the problem is they actually do because they're not utilized by the body properly. So all those refined vegetable oils, that actually is going to raise cholesterol, not lower them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, there's so many things that coconut oil is good for. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
And
it still blows me away. People will email me and tell me, oh, guess what? I used it for this. Have you heard of that? No, oddly enough, I haven't. Boy, great. So, yeah, someday I'll actually post my 500 uses for coconut oil. But
wow.
I wanted to give everybody a year to digest my 333 uses. So.
Wow. Well, I had a little bit of a cold sore. It was the kind inside your lip. And
oh, yeah.
I am quite certain that it was the coconut oil, the oil pulling that I do every morning, that got rid of it. It just went away in like 2 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, some people, there's always going to be a situation or a health circumstance that, no, coconut oil is not going to be the miracle cure. But, you know, in general, if you were to do an experiment, and in the case of your cold sore, you did the coconut oil and you saw that, okay, it helped pretty quickly. The next time you have one, do what you were doing, but don't use the coconut oil, and you'll probably see that it takes an extra couple of days to start clearing on its own. So coconut oil, kind of at the base level, just really speeds up a healing process. And it just gives you a protective base. You know, it kind of gets in there at a base level, and it boosts your immunity. It really helps with prevention. So you might not even realize the benefits you're getting because you're not having to deal with those health problems because coconut oil is in there doing what it's supposed to do and protecting you.
Sure. Now, what about coconut oil for digestive disorders? We talked in the first hour about digestive disorders. So tell us a little bit about coconut oil for that purpose.
Well, and, you know, folks have a lot of digestive disorders these days, from, something as common as constipation to, you know, actual colon issues, colitis, Crohn's disease. And it's interesting how young these digestive disorders are starting. So little kids are experiencing this. First, when you're looking at, a true digestive disorder, not, you know, an inflammatory bowel disease, colitis and Crohn's, like I mentioned. There's a lot to that. There's a lot more than, you know, just one cause, reason. There's quite a few things that go into that. And because some of those are actually autoimmune diseases, there's so many factors that come into play. But, again, coming back down to those medium chain fatty acids, the lauric acids, when you have something going on inside your digestive tract, oftentimes it is something that is related to either, you know, a microbe that gets in there, a virus, you know, some other kind of little germy, basically, that is wreaking havoc in there. You know, you've got fungal issues that can happen in your digestive tract. There's bacteria that's in there. So coconut oil gets in there, and it will, I mean, it's really one of the strongest germ-killing things that you can put in there that's going to tackle everything at once. I mean, you can go and get herbal supplements that are going to have an antifungal effect, that might have an antiviral effect, but coconut oil hits all of those. So if you're not sure maybe what's causing a specific digestive disorder, you can get in there with some coconut oil and probably get some relief pretty quickly. It's not necessarily going to completely solve your issue, but it certainly is going to go get some harmful bad bacteria out of your digestive tract. And, you know, it's something that you want to keep after. So you don't want to just take a few tablespoons of coconut oil for a week, oh, seeing improvement, and then stop. No, you need to keep taking that coconut oil and, you know, keep having it get in there and keep your digestive tract in good health. The nice thing about coconut oil, too, is when you're having an issue like colitis or Crohn's where it's very painful, it can actually soothe the inflammation because it does go in there and have that ability to help reduce swelling and inflammation. So it is something that's very helpful for folks who are experiencing kind of those burning cramps that might occur with some digestive disorders. While I was having my battle with colitis, I was taking, I mean, and I kid you not, a half a cup to a cup a day of coconut oil. And it really did help. It didn't cure it because I had other things involved, but it did help. It reduced the symptoms that I was experiencing and, you know, it definitely did soothe some of that inflammation. So, you know, it is great for overall digestive health, but then tackling specific issues related to, like I said, the little, you know, microbes get in there and wreak havoc. And same with coconut oil and constipation. I mean, there's a whole host of reasons you can be constipated, but it's a great colon cleanser. And I actually write a post saying you can't really overdose on coconut oil, but if you take enough of it, it'll clear you out. So some people think that that's overdosing. No, it's just a clear out. So it is great to get things moving.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, thank you so very much, Jennifer, for being on the program today. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk to you tomorrow.